From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Priscilla Huff. The U.S. government says it is working to verify the authenticity of a videotape that appears to show the beheading of American journalist Stephen Sotloff by Islamic State militants. Mr. Sotloff's family have gathered in Miami, where they are reportedly grieving just 5 days after his mother issued a televised appeal urging the Islamic State to show her son mercy. Also on the video, the group threatens the life of a British hostage. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
Stephen Sotloff's killer is the same British-accented militant who murdered James Foley 2 weeks ago. "I'm back, Obama," says the man on the video, once again blasting the White House for its campaign of airstrikes against the militants. And the film features another detainee, David Haynes of Britain, on his knees in an orange jumpsuit, the next captive threatened with murder by Islamic State. The White House has condemned the video as horrific and says U.S. intelligence is now working to verify its authenticity. Simon Marks, Washington.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has condemned the murder of Mr. Sotloff as disgusting. Our London correspondent Ali Barrett says pressure is mounting on Mr. Cameron's government to identify the British-accented killer of Mr. Sotloff and James Foley.
With a British national seemingly involved in two murders of American citizens, he is under increasing pressure now at home and abroad to do something. And this latest development comes just ahead of a major NATO summit taking place in Wales, which gets underway on Thursday, with the Islamic State certain to be discussed by leaders.
UN officials are preparing to investigate atrocities on a massive scale in Iraq, as human rights groups warn of a brutal campaign by Islamic State militants to rid northern Iraq of its minorities. FSN's Nina Maria Potts is in Erbil.
More than 1,400 people were killed in Iraq in August alone. More than a million have been displaced by what the UN is calling acts of inhumanity on an unimaginable scale. UN officials are preparing to investigate what Amnesty International is describing as a wave of ethnic cleansing.
The Pentagon says the U.S. is still trying to assess whether an airstrike in Somalia killed the head of the Al-Shabaab militant group. FSN's Daniel Wrenches has that story.
Somali officials say the strikes on vehicles took place in a forest about 100 miles south of the capital, Mogadishu, where Al-Shabaab trains fighters. The Associated Press is reporting that six militants were killed, but so far there's no confirmation about whether the group's leader, Ahmed Abdi Gadain, who has a $7 million US bounty on his head, was among them.
The FBI is investigating allegations that hackers posted naked pictures of several prominent Hollywood celebrities online. Meanwhile, Apple says it's looking into the possibility that accounts with its iCloud service were hacked in a bid to find those images. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.